How's it going?
Going pretty good, just having some Easter pistachios.
Welcome to This Week in Pubathon, Week 11, Easter Pistachios.
Aiden, your goal, set up chats with some more people and input the analysis portion into methods. How did that go?
I'd say kind of 50-50. I did end up setting up the chats. I've been in touch with some people from both Juno and Kodiak in terms of figuring out the feasibility of getting Crab. And in terms of getting the analysis portion input, didn't do that at all. So I'd say about a 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10, all right. Let me see. Oof, Yamini. You had run methyl kit on mocks, identify SNPs, and update method and results for both papers.
Yeah, so I did the last two. I ran via snipper for both data sets and updated the methods and methods and like a little bit of results in both papers. I have my script set up for I tested all the all the code chunks finally, so I know it'll run. I was just trying to figure out how to R on mocks. Like, do I just like make a slurm script with R? Like, I know there's a way you can open like an interactive RStudio session on mocks. I also need to download the latest version of R on mocks. And so that's kind of where I'm at now. So I would say like 7.5 out of 10.
7.5.
Okay. 7.5.
You can actually run RStudio on mocks?
Yeah. So I posted a discussion and then no one responded to me. So that was fine.
Well, I think nobody responded, I think, because nobody's ever done this before.
Yeah.
You were going into new.
Oh,
land.
Excellent. I, for some reason, was under the impression that other people have done this before. Nope. Okay, cool.
I don't think anybody's ever done this before.
Yeah. So I was looking at the Hayek documentation, like put a link in the chat, but there's like, it says like, you can run an R script like a slurm script. But I was confused because if you do that, a head command in R, like where would that go? Would that just go to the slurm output? Or like, I don't really understand where things get printed out. But then like my other question was more like, you know, is it better to run it as a slurm script or like, could I use this kind of interact? So I think the way it works is if you like run RStudio on mocks, it opens an RStudio window on your own computer. So you can like use the RStudio interface on your computer to run RStudio on mocks. It sounds really cool. I'm just like trying to figure it out.
That sounds interesting if it works.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause then it'd basically be like the RStudio server, but hopefully better and wouldn't crash. So that's, yeah. So I'm going to try and figure that out.
I almost feel like it would have to actually be server software for that to work. But yeah, I'm very intrigued to see if that's a real thing.
Yeah, I think my hang up where it kind of ended is I need to download the latest version. I want to download the latest version of R on mocks because I don't think it's been updated in a while. And then I'm just trying to like follow those instructions to do that and like trying to find like a Cranmer with the latest version and all that jazz.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, Laura, you are going to finish genetic composition stuff. And finish results.
Yeah, didn't do that. I basically didn't have time to do any of this stuff this week, except for research other statistics to like estimate diversity and differentiation between groups. And so I ended up generating FST allelic diversity and heterozygosity stats, but I didn't do any of the results draft. So I'd give myself a 3. This week.
I'm just really excited to be at the first Pubathon meeting that I can make. So this is really cool. Yeah.
You're playing that for free points, aren't you? That's what you're doing. I can tell.
Yeah. Free points. Come to my first meeting. Yeah. So I met that goal. Come to the meeting this week. I don't think I put in goals the last week, but a couple things we've been working on are trying to get a couple manuscripts ready for submission. So this week, if all goes well, I have 2 that I want to submit. So that would be my big goal for the week, but we'll see how close we get.
Oh, how many points do you give yourself for last week, though?
Ooh.
Out of 10. Zero to 10. Or 1.
Give it a solid 5. I lost some motivation by the end of the week. So I'd give it a solid 5 for last week and maybe higher this week, hopefully.
Okay. All right. Olivia, how many points do you give yourself?
Point system, maybe like a 3 or 4.
3 or 4.
Yeah, because I was going through your Gannett pages, and I'm all set up on Gannett, but there's a lot of things I don't understand. So I'm working through it.
Well, do we want to go through some of those things now, or?
Maybe, right? Like, part of the problem is today I spent like 4 hours updating my computer. So that was annoying. But like, I'm working on like, what is a shell?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I don't even know if I could answer that. I just throw that word around. There probably is. Somebody else answer that question. What is a shell?
Oh, I can't hear Catherine.
Catherine's answering. She has this wonderful answer and she's muting herself.
It wasn't wonderful. I was just saying that a way to interact with your computer that doesn't look pretty and that has the potential to delete everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Command line interpreter.
Right.
It provides command line user interface. Yeah. Yep. So that's what that means. But seriously, I'm working on kind of these. I'm curious because we're kind of in the midst of updating our handbook for just these kind of initial kind of things that we sometimes forget of what we could do a better job of kind of explaining and explaining the use cases for, which is would be a living document too, because we kind of changed too. But I think for you, I mean, if you get down into the paper stuff, I think we probably need to have a separate meeting where we kind of look at that GUIDA data we probably have to take some time to find it. We might maybe schedule something with Sam and see where we are with that. I mean, there's some stuff to do in the meantime to kind of get kind of set up and working. I can't remember. Yeah. I think I sign an issue like to try to run a blast job on the command line.
Yeah. So I got that, but I have not succeeded in doing that. So that's where I'm at.
Okay. So you're just kind of working through that.
I'm working through that right now.
Yeah. So the other good thing, you know, just anytime you just kind of hit a bump, just don't hesitate. Just go to that same thread and just ask a question. And that's kind of why we use that platform. So just, you know, just keep asking questions. And we can chime in. But that is a good kind of first area of just getting used to the tools so that you can start analyzing the GUIDA data. Don't just keep posting questions.
And so by posting questions is that in the Gannett like workflow page?
So what I'm referring to, there's several, so let's see, I can't even find the handbook. Been using Safari for so long.
I just posted a link in the chat.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. So that's kind of the handbook that we're updating. But my quote. So what I was referring to is like this. Like, I'm not even signed in here, but this is what we were just kind of talking about, right? You're kind of working through this. So you would just ask a question in here, just right underneath it. Just ask, that's what I meant by that. And then you can also kind of utilize, this is under Robert's Lab Resources as the repo. This is kind of just a more of a generic question and answer stuff. I think this might've been like, yeah, this was what Yamini was saying. Nobody ever answered her question, but this is kind of got general stuff, but the issues are kind of like to-dos, but as you can see, you can have long conversations around them too, just trying to get the things done. So hopefully that helps. But yeah, that's one of the many things I gotta kind of straighten out a little bit better.
I'm working on like a document just compiling all the things that I need to do, like including all the lab safety stuff. So yeah. I can send that to you when I'm done.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. All right. Catherine, how was your week last week?
I was at my first virtual conference, which actually was a lot more fun than I thought it would be. Well, I don't know about fun, but it was more interesting and engaging than I thought it would be. So I didn't do a ton. I did do a lot today until my daughter had to come home from daycare because she's sick. So I'm going to imagine what I would have done if that hadn't happened. And I think I would give myself a solid 5. Yeah.
I didn't really do that much work on the intro except read fully what you guys had written and have some ideas about what to add, but I did do a lot in the results and I wrote up some method changes that I hadn't fully written up yet.
You probably have to keep picking up your daughter for many years. I just got back. I just had to pick up my 15-year-old from school because he was sick. So I was going to get so much done in those past 20 minutes. I think I should kind of inflate my score too.
Yeah, I think that's right. She has hand, foot, and mouth disease. I know people with small kids. Yeah, if you've heard of that, it's really, really gross. Yeah, kids are disgusting. Anyways.
Yeah. I give myself a 2. All right. All right, now we want to go through and take some time and talk about, and let folks talk about both what they're up to, what they're going to do this next week, if they want to show us some stuff, give feedback on stuff, we'll talk through some stuff, so on and so on, see where we want to be. And Laura, I guess you're going to pop down what people say, hold them accountable. All right, let's start back up. Let's start out back at the top with Aiden. So what are your plans? What you got going on? What's your priority? What's going to get you a bunch of points this week?
Well, I think one thing I'm really trying to get figured out is the like logistics of this potential in vitro project. I'm feeling a lot better about it than I was a little bit ago because it sounds like access to crabs is pretty good. And I mean, it might even be possible to figure something out where crabs just get like shipped down here. And like, rather than it being at a single time point where if I screw up the in vitro aspect, you know, I gotta basically just scrap the project. It sounds like there's a couple different times at which I could get crabs. So that's very encouraging. So yeah, biggest things are figuring out the scope of that and continuing with like learning WGCNA and getting one crab all the way through that WGCNA analysis.
Okay.
So I think finally try and run methyl kit on mocks. So figure out that kind of workflow. And then I also want to try the EpiDiverse SNP pipeline with the Manchester samples, because I think that workflow gets you SNPs, but also like a relatedness matrix. So I think that's like more, you know, useful than just be a snipper, which pulls out that SNP data. Yeah. And then like keep chugging along on updating like methods and results as necessary. Read some ploidy comparison papers because I have no idea what I'm doing.
Do you comparisons on anything in biology or?
Like, you know, just like some, maybe like plant or, I know there's been a couple of like gigas diploid triploid methylation papers. Just want to take a look at like how people incorporate that like ploidy component in their analysis, if there's like something more specific, like copy number variation or something. So
I'm guessing we haven't heard anything from Hawaii in the methods section.
Unless they contacted you, I would not know of anything.
Have you noticed any work in the paper?
I
told them to write it right in the paper. So
no.
Okay. Maybe we'll give them a few more weeks until we have a little bit more data, and then I'll ping them again and see if we can get that data added. So did you have some clean goals that Laura could record? She says yes.
I think I got them. I can just say them. Yamini, I have try to run methyl kit on mocks, try EpiDiverse pipeline with Manchester data, continue updating methods and results, read some ploidy papers. Okay. Aiden and I kind of missed part of yours, so can you just chat me?
All right, what you got going on this week, Laura?
I'm just going to roll my goals from last week over. So, yeah, continue. Just like, I just need to wrap up this analysis, the results analysis. Yeah, Catherine, since you're on, I did some reading to figure out what is the best, easiest way to assess like genetic differentiation between two groups. Basically, I want to see if, you know, if the differences between my treatment groups in the adults and then the larvae and then the juveniles changed, to see like maybe at what point did selection happen. And so I came up with FST at each stage and then mean heterozygosity and mean allelic diversity or allelic richness for each of the groups and each. So yeah, does that sound like pretty standard? Is there anything you would do?
Yeah, so for FST, for each group, mm-hmm. did you, because these are like pools of individuals, is that right?
Just the larval stage.
Just the larval stage, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
yeah, so you, like FST is usually you have multiple groups that you're comparing.
Mm-hmm.
And so did you do like FST between two groups at each stage?
Yeah, I calculated FST between like PCO2 exposure in the adult stage within each population. And then that same calculation in the larval stage within each population. And then the same in the juvenile stage.
Yeah. And you have that like per gene, basically.
Yeah. I've just calculated it like average FST.
Okay.
But I think I could do that.
Yeah.
I think it's based on per gene.
Yeah. If you did it like per gene, then you could like find which ones are changing between, like you could look at the distributions, for example. So let's say like FST is 0.1 for your first time point for adults, and it's 0.2 for juveniles. It's 0.3 for larvae. Like that's telling you that they're becoming more different between stages, but it's maybe not totally telling you. Yeah, I feel like it might be useful to just know what that distribution is and not just have the mean.
Okay.
Because let's say that there's like a whole lot of really low FST ones in one of those groups, or there's a lot of missing data for things that originally were really high FST. Does that make sense? So you can like look at SNPs through the groups, I think would be like a good thing to track.
Okay. I did try to genotype every single sample from each stage at the same time, but then that looked, there's a lot of missing data. So then I ended up doing it for each separate stage. So I could look to see if there's a, you know, a few hundred that overlap between some of the stages. Mm-hmm. So I could compare just those, or I just calculate, or I could look at the distribution separately for each stage. Are there any red flags if I just did it separately?
No, I think if you looked at the distribution separately for each stage and you know, you can test like, are the distributions different, for example, then that would be informative. My lab mate at Chicago, Mark Bitter, have you met Mark? He did something conceptually similar to what you're describing, where he like had offspring of mussels from two different pHs and like track them through time, like taking larval pools and comparing allele frequency changes throughout time to like look for selection. And so I'll send you the paper. That paper is published.
Oh, cool.
And I just like got the genes. I didn't really dig too much into how he was like comparing FST changes, but that might have code that would be useful for what you're trying to do. Yeah. So I just threw it in the chat. Yeah.
Thank you.
And yeah, he was also working with like pools. And so there's some similarities there, pools and transcriptomics. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. The epigenetic paper, I did update. I created the like methods or the results with a little bit of methods section for my stuff. So yeah, I guess from here, I'll just start looking at the intro. I took a quick read through, but I'll try to give it some more thought and see what I can add this week.
Do we still have our separate meeting on that, or did that just get lost because of this, or do we want to include, do we want to get it back to gone, or where does that stand?
We have it on Fridays. I think it might be good to do it in the next, maybe this week or next week, just to dedicate some time. What do you guys think?
No, I think that would be good. Let me just double check my, I think I, what time is it supposed to be on Fridays?
I don't see any evidence of it on the calendar anymore.
Yeah, I don't see it on the calendar anymore.
Yeah, you're right. It's gone. I'll send out a doodle poll. We can find a time for this week.
Cool. Or with just two people, why don't you just schedule it and then allow other people to move it around?
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, I'm pretty open.
Yeah.
As long as it's not too late. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So I think you already mentioned before, which we got any big plans this week, Ariana, on your papers you're working on? Anything exciting to show us? Any more, any updates on the toll bridge figures?
Yeah, so that one we sent a because we're doing it as like a review or perspectives paper, and ecology letters is where we're aiming for that one. And so we had to send a pre-proposal. So we did that yesterday and that got accepted. So now we have permission to submit it. Yeah. So that one, we have just like a few minor edits to do before we do that. So I'm hoping by the end of this week, we could send that one away, which would be really fantastic. So we're doing that. And then I have a PhD paper that's been on my desk for what feels like forever. And it's ready to submit. I just need to spend an hour reading it and making sure it's okay and then submitting it. So those are my two papers. I have a nutrition one and the life history one I'm trying to submit. And then for E5, I know last week at lab meeting, I'll show you guys a figure I was able to make. So Laura, you gave me advice on doing layers for ggplot, and that actually worked really nice. So this is kind of the figure that I was going for with that. So I have, for all of this data, we have like 12 response variables for three coral species at three sites in Morea that have different nutrient levels, so low, medium, and high. And then I was trying to visualize a PCA to show how those responses move through time. So for each of the three species, we have the color by site, and then the points are time points. This is like time point one, time point two, and time point three. So it kind of shows where the centroid of these groups is moving over time. Anyway, I'm still working on these types of visualizations to see what the best way is to present this data, but I'm liking it. It's moving in the right direction, I think. So yeah, your advice, Laura, was really helpful.
I like that, moving in the right direction, get a PCA.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that's what I'm working on too, is data analysis for that. So that's cool. My week.
Can you just summarize your goals? Sorry, I got
captivated
by your figure.
All the things.
You got one job.
Yeah, I'm gonna submit my life history paper, submit my coral nutrition paper, and then work on the PCA plots for the E5 data.
All righty. What's your gonna go? What's your goal gonna be this week, Olivia?
Yeah, so I have some procedures and protocols I need to write down, like for the molecular delivery. We'll see how that goes. But also for developmental timing, that's more important because we might do that on Thursday for the strip spawn. So yeah, Thursday's big day, another attempted strip spawn. And let's see what else. Oh yeah, and then I'll do that blast that you sent me.
Yeah. Maybe like, yeah, I might even have time now before three, if we can kind of talk through some of that stuff too. And maybe this week we'll try to get that data. I guess we'll just work on that, get that blast on, and then that'll set more of a framework for the gooey duck data of how to decide what we're going to do with it for our paper. All right. How about you, Catherine?
I am going to finish the intro.
All right.
Yeah. Or at least finish my parts I need to add to the intro so we can start actually going through it and making edits.
It's close, right?
Yeah, I just need like the paragraph introducing, you know, like meth QTLs and local and distant interactions between SNPs and methylated sites. But I think a lot of it is there. A lot of the stuff you guys have put in is there. There definitely seems like there's some paragraphs that we've like put headings for that maybe won't be needed. But we can maybe definitely talk about that on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. And just see with what we've written, sort of what else needs to be added. I think that would be helpful. So I'll say that. And then there's maybe like one results paragraph that needs a little more work. So I'm going to put that as a realistic goal for my week. So I can get 10 points next week.
10 points. My one goal next week is to show up. Does that mean I get 10 points if I show up? I probably have to roll my measly one goal from last week over to get this sea urchin data figured out for Max's paper. So that would be my one goal.
I did have, how long is Pebathon going on?
Does it really ever end?
No, but I'm trying to strategize the points.
Yeah.
see if we can submit this paper before it's over.
Well, I don't know. This feels like we're in, I think we're in week 10 now. Is that depressing or exciting? Is it depressing? So we could say this, if this was a halfway point, that there'd be 10 more weeks. Let's do that. Let's set it. Can we do that? Set a 20-week goal?
Sure. Yeah. Hopefully this paper is submitted in the next 10 weeks, but we'll see.
Yeah. That's a good time to end it. It's like, okay, if something can't make it out in the end of Pubathon, should we... Maybe that should be the new rule. If you can't finish this year's Pubathon, you just have to throw it out. You can't look at it again. Some kind of motivation so we don't keep dragging them and dragging them every year.
I feel like that would just lead me to like never want to look at it. Just really cool. I guess I just don't have to worry about this anymore.
Don't have to worry about it. Maybe next week we'll do the prize for who's been working on the paper for the longest. Which I honestly don't know what that is right now. We've talked about it several times. I don't know if we've actually figured it out.
I think it's Holly's paper, isn't it? The one that's from the GUI Duck one?
Really? I mean, I think your data is older than that, though, right?